Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, another reminder, Friday means a Friday Reardon Roundtable tomorrow. Jane will be on the panel. We have a new panelist. He's been a guest on the show many times, James Knowles, the former mayor of Ferguson, who is going to be outstanding as a new. I think we got to break him in, though, as a newbie tomorrow. And then Steve Butts, State Rep Steve Butts, is a veteran. They'll all be here tomorrow in the 3 o'clock hour. So there's a great piece by my next guest that's on Real Clear Politics in the Real Clear Investigations portion. And it's about how, and here we are, it's Pride Weekend in St. Louis. During Pride Month, public libraries become centers for queer resistance. And I love the way that John starts this, because he focuses on his part of the country out in North Carolina and says, like public libraries across the country, branches in North Carolina's capital city turn rainbow-hued each June in celebration of Pride Month. Festive book displays featuring, quote, queer-themed titles written for all ages, from toddlers to teens and adults, are set out for the public as innocently as if the subject in question were cooking, gardening, or personal finance. We will not even be able to scratch the surface, John Murawski, on all of the dirty details and just disgusting details in your piece, but I'm so glad you're with me tonight and you're going to highlight some of this stuff, because it's quite an investigation. How are you?
Hey, I'm fine. Great to be on your show.
So how did this start for you? Because I think we've noticed over the years, although this month might be a little different because there was all that focus on Dylan Mulvaney and the Bud Light fiasco and all that, it seems to me that some of the Pride stuff has been dialed down a little bit when it comes to marketing, but certainly not at public libraries, as you've discovered.
Yeah, some corporations have backed off because their hearts really weren't into it. They were just doing it for marketing, or just it was just performative allyship. They thought it was good business, and when it wasn't good business, they backed out of it. It was just a business decision. But for the librarians, it's an ideological commitment. This is led largely by the American Library Association, which has become an activist organization, and they're very active, particularly on issues of race and gender. So they promote anti-racism, which is a kind of euphemism for critical race theory or critical race social justice. And they also are very active on promoting queer and trans issues. And they come up with books, you know, books that book recommendations for public libraries to buy and also for parents to buy for different age groups. And they put, you can find this on their website. And so authors then respond to that by writing books that have the buzzwords or the search words that would then put the books on the list. And so you now just have, you know, teen adventure novels. So I found a lot of these in the public libraries in Wake County, where I live in North Carolina, which is in and around Raleigh, the capital city. A lot of these books are just fantasy books and young adult fiction, where the character, it could have been a story about cowboys and Indians, or it could have been, you know, a mystery story, but they just add these queer elements. They make the person non-binary, or the person has a chest binder, or, you know, it's set in a bordello. Like, this story is set in a bordello rather than set in just a haunted house. So they just add that stuff to make it to get on the American Library Association recommendation list. And if that was the only thing that was going on, I wouldn't be writing a story. It would just be a curiosity. But these books go a lot further. They target all ages, and they can be very explicit. And they tend to glamorize. They encourage kids to reject the gender binary, because they present the gender binary as an artificial and arbitrary imposition of white, Christian, capitalist, Eurocentric norms. And the goal is to liberate yourself from this arbitrary standard and discover your true authentic self. And the true authentic self is non-binary and is queer and is gender fluid and may involve a medicalized transition. And so it's a kind of a propaganda almost for transitioning and for celebrating nonconformity to social sexual norms. And they target these to very young kids, like, you know, elementary school, kindergarten, preschool, and they introduce them to all the terminology and get them to think, to normalize this issue, to desensitize them to this topic, to make them think this is just as normal as, you know, as Halloween or, you know, any sort of business. It's just they normalize it. And then as you move up into the teen category, they can become very explicit. They show pictures of kids celebrating their top surgery with their scars on their chest. I found several books like that, how happy they are, how proud they are of their scars. Their scars show that they've passed this test of courage and bravery. And it's just loaded with these books. And I went to 8 libraries. There's like 23 libraries in the Wake County system. And I went to 8 of them. So I went to a third of them. And I just sampled some of the books. And I am 100% sure that I could have gone to 8 different libraries and found different books and written the same story with just different examples from different books. That's how prevalent they are.
Yes. And by the way, not only in North Carolina, I would argue you could do it right here in the St. Louis area as well.
I think you could do it in every state
in
the
exactly.
United States. In some library system in every state in the United States, and in some states, multiple library systems.
Some of this is even targeting like kids as young as 2 years old. So you highlight something called Being You, A First Conversation About Gender, which is a book recommended for kids ages 2 to 5.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Yeah, that you would basically implant these ideas in a very, very young child. And again, I don't know whether parents are doing this, but the premise of my article is this is Pride Month. What is pride? A lot of people, when they talk about pride, they stick the word gay in there. Gay pride, as if we're still in 1985. But pride is now not gay pride. It's queer pride. It's LGBTQ. IA2S+. So it's, and many of these books, not just one, but numerous books describe queer as everything that is not heterosexual and not cisgender. And the way I would describe it is everything that's not heterosexual and transgender, but also isn't bestiality and pedophilia. I didn't see any bestiality and pedophilia. So anything between those opposite poles is queer. And it involves BDSM, kink, fisting. There was a reference in one book to an armpit fetish, where somebody makes love to the armpit or is attracted to the armpit. And there is fetishism. So almost all manner of sexual interests, sexual proclivities, sexual inclinations, and sexual fetishes are represented in these books. But the main thing, of course, is non-binariness, gender fluidity, transgenderism, and also queer advocacy, queer politics in terms of a revolutionary movement to liberate humanity from the gender binary and from sexual dimorphism, which is viewed as an oppressive force that causes trauma and destruction. And one book actually says that once in an ideal society, every individual human being would have their own curated gender, and sometimes they might even go through multiple medical procedures in their lives to continue aligning their body with their continually evolving sense of gender. So there would be 8 billion genders, right? Or 8 billion gender identities, each one unique, like a fingerprint. That's what the book says.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, we have reached a kind of utopian age of Aquarius, where people live in peace among each other, in peace and international brotherhood, or I guess international siblinghood.
Right.
Because they're no longer brothers and sisters, right? And then, you know, another one of these books it's called Am I Trans Enough? And encourages kids to break through their doubts and commit to being trans and gives them all the reasons why they should do this. Has a chapter explaining that it's not just that gender is a social construct. It argues that sex is a social construct. This book says, I'm going to read you a few quotes, and this is, again, a book for high schoolers. Genitals are not binary. Bodies can and do have countless variations of genitalia expressions and reproductive organs. Throughout history, doctors have made arbitrary distinctions of when a clitoris is considered too long or a penis is considered too short on newborns. So this book argues that genitalia, that chromosomes, and that hormones come in all variations and all combinations. And it's not just a male model and female model. They come in all sorts of combinations of variations and different levels that no two people are alike. And so therefore, it makes no sense to think of sex or gender as anything other than a social construction.
So what's important about what you do here, and you can find this at realclearinvestigations.com, and I think you would agree that when our local paper, for example, here in St. Louis, the Post-Dispatch, covers a topic like this, they always talk about book banning. And maybe the one topic or the one book, if you will, that comes top of mind because it's been mentioned so much, and you feature it in your piece is Gender Queer, which whenever they do that, they mention genderqueer and they offer the defense of genderqueer just being something that is, you know, non-controversial and something that's, just as you put it earlier, just like something that you would find out as innocently as cooking, gardening, or personal finance. But when you dig into the book, which is a graphic novel, and you look at the pictures and you read the words that say, I got my new strap on today, I can't wait to put it on you, you notice that the newspapers, typically, they never put the pictures. They're capable of using the technology and showing their readers exactly what's going on. But, John, they never do that. So the only way to find out what the details are either to go out to the libraries yourself and read these books or to read your piece, which kind of exposes it all.
So, yeah, I'm glad you brought up book bans. So in the book bans, in newspaper articles, you get very scant details about what is in the books that makes them controversial. You would just think that it's a bunch of right-wing Christians who just don't like LGBTQ people and want to get LGBTQ out of the library. But often the books are very, very graphic. I would say porno.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Graphic, very explicit. They're aimed at younger ages, so they're not age appropriate. And they also promote ideas that are often highly controversial in terms of ethics and medical practice. So they essentially promote what some people would consider medical malpractice. And these ideas, even if you don't consider it medical malpractice, they're controversial. And they're just giving you one side, not both sides. And it's hard to find books that offer another perspective in the library. I think if the libraries had other books that balanced out these arguments, this propaganda, let's call it, I think conservatives would probably be much more accepting. But so the first thing is the newspaper articles don't tell you what's in the books, and they often will quote, you know, according to a complaint, the books are graphic and inappropriate.
Right. Yeah.
But they quote the complaint as if it's just an opinion. Then second of all, and I actually saw an article where the reporter just asked the librarian, well, what's in the books? And they said, oh, it's mostly stories, mostly picture books that show two dads. And that's a library that actually had genderqueer in it because it had a picture of the cover of the book as the art. But that's not a book about two dads. So now the other thing about these articles, next time you read a book, newspaper article about so-called book banning, you're almost certain to find one of these next following three books mentioned as a book that got banned. It's Alice Walker's The Color Purple, I Know Why the Caged Bird Sings by Maya Angelou, or what's the other one? There's three written by three African-American female authors, and I forgot the third one. I'm just drawing a blank on it.
That's okay.
But they usually name a book like that.
Which is completely different. Yeah, it completely out of context, not even in the same, you know, ballpark, if you will. Look, I'm short on time. This was an outstanding piece. You can find it at realclearinvestigations.com. It's right there on the top page. It says Original Investigations. Parents should read these things because I think kids are being exposed to some of this stuff and they're being indoctrinated, certainly in some of the public schools. But the public libraries, as you've really spelled out here in this piece, have become, you know, the real focus of where this stuff is kind of coming from in the queer resistance, as it's referred to. John, great work here. I always appreciate you coming on my show. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Check out the piece. I'm telling you, I think even some of you who maybe aren't ordinarily shocked or who might defend some of this stuff, some of my more moderate lefty friends out there, check that out.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.